This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
And I start to think about this. Oh, my God, how things have gotten even worse. Mm-hmm. Let me walk you through this, Manny. We used to go through the issue of they didn't know how to use Devin Hester, and then he goes to the NFL and becomes the greatest returner in the history of the game. Sam Shields couldn't find any playing time, and then he goes and becomes a hell of a corner, gets himself a nice big contract, had a nice little career. Greg Olsen was kind of an underachiever here at the University of Miami and then went on to the Hall of Fame because Canton should be waiting for that dude. You know what I'm saying? He's got Canton-like numbers. He can be in that category. We used to see guys come here and underachieve because the coaches weren't getting it done. Well, you and I have been talking about this over the last year or two. We're not watching nearly as many UM players go to the league. So that's how much of a drop-off that there is. It's not, these guys aren't good enough for the league, and they're also failing here at the college level. So we can't necessarily blame the coaches for not developing something that they never had in a way, but we can blame the coaches for getting players that aren't good enough in the end.
Correct. Right. And to me, you know, if somebody's really talented, then you see it show on Sundays, right? Like you mentioned Greg Olsen. Sam Shields is another great example, right? A guy who couldn't play receiver, but he turned into a guy who made a Pro Bowl as a cornerback in the NFL, a guy who played 10 years with the Packers. And so, you know, to me, I think what's happening here is, yes, the talent isn't as good. And part of the reason is we've gotten further along in the level of mediocrity. I mean, how many players have now grown up with the University of Miami? You know, the only good times they saw them is on Billy Corbin's movie. Right. I mean, that's the only if it's not for the ESPN 30 for 30, when was the last time these guys have seen a good Miami team? That one night against Notre Dame? Is that what we're going to hang our hat on for the last 20 years?
Right.
So the players aren't as good. And one thing I'll say, that I think is unfortunate. And again, I have no knock on the recruiting guys. They're doing their job. They're ranking 350 kids, either five or four star every single year. I just think in the old days when a guy was a top 100 player, it meant something. Nowadays, so many people get caught up in the recruiting rankings, Big O. I mean, so many. And I have to educate people when I talk to them one-on-one. The more guys that are ranked four stars, okay, the fact that you got 350 of those guys now every single year, the more stories, the more subscriptions you sell, the more people buy into the hype. Oh, we got this great recruit who's coming in. He's a four. And so there's not that many good players. There just isn't. And there's this assumption that because a guy is a four-star that, the coaches aren't cutting it. They're not the – no. The reality is there's only 100 or so elite players that come out every year in the country. Some years maybe you have 120. Some years you only have 80. But the point is Miami hasn't got enough of those guys. They've gone to the Alabamas and to the Clemsons and to the Ohio States because the team's winning. And so Miami gets maybe a handful of guys – every year you could say, yeah, that guy could play in the NFL. The rest of them, no. And in years past, 15, 20 years ago, they were the Alabama and Ohio State. They were getting the 15 to 20 guys per year that could play in the NFL. And that's just not happening anymore. So I think, yes, there's a drop-off in talent that needs to be observed. And I think people need to stop paying attention to recruiting rankings and think, hey, because this guy's a four-star, you should expect him to be this good. No. If the guy's not a top 100-ranked player, I always tell people he's just another guy.
Yeah. That makes sense. Why does Mike Carley keep thinking they're one play away? That's
he means from clicking and getting the offense going, right?
I get that part, but right. They're not. That's right. Not true. They're tons of series away from actually developing and getting that offense going. One play is not going to click an entire offense. You got to get several series together and start stringing it together, to put together the offense that you need, especially in college football. In football, period, because the NFL is like that too. There's less and less defense in the NFL also, dude. I mean – give me a break. The NFL is becoming – it's college football on steroids is what it is. More than ever, I never thought when I was young, I'm sure you didn't either, that college football was going to influence the NFL as much as it has. And it has, dude. That's something that's – I mean, we grew up with the NFL influencing college football. Now it's the other way around. So I see very little of that right now. But Harley, come on, dude. This is maybe the coaches telling him, come on, guys, we're one play away from getting this thing started. And they're just going out there and repeating it.
Oh, there's no question. That's exactly what that is. And players do that all the time. Well, we've seen it for years. Miami's coaches are trying to build confidence for these guys. Because right now, let's face it, they just haven't been cutting it. Derek King has one touchdown pass through two games. That's not going to win you anything. That's not going to get you anywhere, even in the mediocre Coastal Division. So to me, you know, Mike Harley's had two drops. Xavier Streppo's had at least two drops. Will Mallory had an important drop the other day. They've regressed to where they were before the second half of last season. That's what I see. I see an offense that was playing like the first half of last season. Now, could it change? Absolutely, because we saw when De'Aaron King and Mike Harley were connecting that this offense could score 44 points on the road at NC State. So, yes, are they one play away in their minds? Maybe. I think they're where they really need to get better at, and I highlighted this in my story this week, is the intermediate passing game. Derek last year was completing over 55% of his passes between 10 and 19 yards, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception the whole season. This year he's 7 of 16 from that range, the intermediate range. They're taking the middle of the field away. So Derek has to adjust. He has to run. He has to be the running quarterback that we saw last week against Appalachian State. And he's got to be able to hit his guys underneath who then create the play after the catch, right? That's what they need to do. And they just haven't done it yet. They dropped passes last week against App State. Michigan State's going to run the same kind of defense. They don't have Jalen Phillips or a Gregory Rousseau in their front. They don't have anybody who's going to come in and sack De'Aaron King 7 times. I just think they're going to play that same type of defense. It's going to be up to De'Aaron to pick them apart. And if he does, and Miami wins this game, maybe by more than 6.5 points. But I don't think they're there yet. I think they're going to get going some. I just don't think they're going to be rocking and rolling. And I will say this. Their offense should be better. I mean, you have Keyshawn Smith and Charleston Ramble. You have two more weapons on the outside than you had last year when you had Mark Pope and D. Wiggins dropping everything deep. Now these guys can hold on to the football. You saw it. You saw that ridiculous catch that Keyshawn Smith came up with, the twisting catch. Charleston. So that's element of this offense that they didn't have last year that can make them better, and why I thought they could average 40 points a game this year because of those two guys.
Yeah, and listen, the tight end. I think the tight end should be a stud every week for this team. You talk about the short to mid-range passing game. Well, that's the dude that should be, you know, catching the ball and then getting some yak after that.
Yeah, and I think we'll see some of Elijah Arroyo this week. I don't think Miami coaches are messing around. I think you're going to see this kid in an H-back formation, especially with the fact that they're only down to one real healthy running back in Cam Harris. You could see a lot of Elijah Arroyo and Will Mallory in an H-back type role where they're blocking probably 70% of the time and then leaking out to catch a pass whenever, you know, Derek has to get rid of the ball. So I think that's what you're going to see this week. And I think Arroyo, who looks very, very good, he does. This kid from Texas that they got, I think, you know, you're going to see him make some plays this week.
Let's hope so.